Hi, I'm Anita Walker at the Mass Cultural Council, and I am sitting with Catherine Algor, president of Mass Historical Society, and we love
History Day.
Catherine, why do you love History Day?
Oh my gosh, for so many reasons. Well, first, I think we should tell them what History Day is.
Okay.
It's national.
Every year there's a theme, and thousands and thousands and thousands of young people in junior high and high school all learn about something about history.
Yes, and I kind of explain it's kind of a cross between science fair, spelling bee, and Glee. I watched all five seasons, where children compete around a historical theme, and they do it in their schools, and then regionally, then state. And then there is, in the Washington, D.C. area, National History Day, which is really a whole weekend of kids going to compete. And the deal is, it's for students from 6th to 8th grade and then high school. There are two divisions. And they're asked to engage on a very broad topic. And they can do state, local, national, or international history around the topic.
What's a topic?
Oh, well, let me just give you some recent ones around our state, Massachusetts. One person did a very traditional paper on ending the Boston Globe's female-only sections of the newspaper. Documentary called Deer Island, A Story Held Mute Too Long. A website on the LA riots in 1992. And using our resources at Mass Historical, multiple Salem witchcraft projects, and a paper on the Stamp Act.
And you know what I love this year? This year the theme is conflict and compromise. How would one relate that to the world
we live in? So let me give you a History Day story. So there was a student from Stoneham, and she did an individual exhibit. It was called Hurley versus GLIB, Glib, a conflict of Gaelic rights. There's a little pun in there. And it was about the lawsuit that the Hurley family, who really sort of owned the St. Patrick's Day parade, brought against people who wanted to integrate it with gay and lesbian participants. So the student starts out really sympathetic to Glib, and she couldn't understand why somebody would want to exclude this group, but she was encouraged to think like a historian. That is, keep an open mind and see where the evidence leads. And she did. And in fact, she reached out to the Hurley family, and they granted her access, and they were so impressed by her thoughtfulness and her desire to understand the truth that they lent her their family papers, their primary documents, to use in her display, and then actually attended the Massachusetts History Day competition in April. I also should add that she so impressed one of the judges from something called History Unerased, which is a program that helps teachers incorporate LGBTQ topics into curriculum, that they invited her to present at a conference. And she won in her exhibit category and is moving on to nationals in June. So she's a big winner. But I would also argue anybody who does National History Day is transformed by what they do. And if you see it, you're transformed too.
All right, now, Catherine, we have to talk about something. This is also a lot like a program called Poetry Out Loud that we have here in Massachusetts. And do you realize that Massachusetts has one of the largest top levels of participation by teachers and students in Poetry Out Loud in the country? How are we doing in History Day?
Okay, not so good. And this is really why we got a soapbox going here. We had about 5,000 students. It was probably the most we've ever had competing at the state level. I can give you more numbers, but let me just give you the context. They're low. They're very low. A good, thriving, middle sort of range state has more like 25 to 50,000 students.
And are we like 10th in the country?
Oh, we're like 47th or something like that.
Oh,
we're really low.
No.
And what these low numbers are, too, it's not just their low numbers. It's about access, because it costs a little bit of money to do History Day. It costs money to travel or to build the website or to create the performance. And so who doesn't get to do History Day are lots and lots of students, but students who just, you know, don't have access to this. And, you know, you said what's great about History Day. One of the things I really like about it, too, is it gives so many students a chance to shine. So, you know, in junior high and high school, unless you're really athletic or you sing or something like that, but because you can do a website or an exhibition or a paper, it's not just history nerds. It's all kinds of people. And I wondered if you would share a story that you shared with me about seeing History Day where in Iowa, which is a great program.
Iowa does have a lot of schools and young people who participate. And I'll never forget the very, very first state history competition that I had an opportunity to attend. And it was in this gigantic atrium of our huge historical museum. I felt like I was at a football game. There were students and parents from schools all over Iowa cheering each other on in a way with so much enthusiasm for history.
For history.
And for their accomplishments and for what they'd learned.
For thinking. I mean, that's what you're getting a cheerleading section for thinking, for exercising critical thinking, for writing, for performance, for creativity, for logic.
And you know what else? Right now in Massachusetts, the legislature is really interested in civic engagement. It's really recognized
yes.
that this is a really important mm-hmm. part of a young person's not only education, but their engagement as a citizen of the country.
Their literacy, if you will.
Exactly. And I can't think of anything better any better way to engage young people in the ideas and in the stories that we have to tell in Massachusetts than through History Day.
Yeah, which is why, if I may return to my soapbox, and that's why it's really a shame that we have no state funding for History Day.
I think we should get some, don't you, Catherine?
I do. Now, the Massachusetts Historical Society is now the official sponsor. For many years, History Day was run by a group of wonderful volunteers, and they did it on a shoestring. But we're now stepping up here, and what we supply is some funding, some money, and we supply staff time to run History Day. And we're making sure we're getting it out to as many people as possible. But we need funding. And I'm on a personal mission to raise funding any way I can, but I'm stubborn. I want the state to pay as well, because what we value, we pay for. And I think we need to value this.
History Day.
History
Let's do it
Day.
In Massachusetts.